Listening, Part 4. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about doing very long races called ultramarathons. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H how each speaker views ultramarathons. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what advice each speaker gives ultramarathon runners. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
Ultramarathons are so much more than an endurance sport for me. There's no doubt to everyone around me that I'm a competitor that basically eats, sleeps, and breathes the challenge. I think that's because people underestimate what ultramarathons are about and just train physically. But you've really got to be meticulous in your mental preparation. For example, nutrition is of the utmost importance when training for these events, as being in peak condition not only externally, but internally too, is an absolute must. To run a normal marathon, it's enough to be in shape. But an ultramarathon takes discipline, for months beforehand, as well as during the race. This is something that catches people unawares, but without a doubt, it's the key to the finish line.
Speaker 2.
Occasionally, I moonlight as an ultramarathon training guide, where I train women like me to prepare for the experience. I became instantly hooked on ultramarathons after my first one, which took place in the Himalayas and was such a mind-blowing experience. My colleagues mostly think it's a ludicrous hobby, but I just love having a crack at things that are a little out of my league. In my talks, I make sure people know what they've let themselves in for. And I know this might sound contradictory, but prepare yourself for a few curveballs. Carefully planned packing is essential, as the most minute detail can make such a difference. But despite everything that you do, you can't tell until you're out there, which is half the excitement.
Speaker 3.
One of the most common beginner training errors is focusing on just distance, but focusing on speed, particularly running slowly, is necessary too. Constantly monitoring your heart rate so it's not elevated. What I'd have given for someone to have mentioned that before my first ultramarathon, and unfortunately also my first did not finish. Now I understand that only a fine-tuned approach will get results, but that's also the joy of them, the constant progression. Now I look to not only my physical program, but the course layout, poring over it meticulously for any red flags, as this is crucial if you don't want to be in agony. And next time, to avoid the dreaded problem of getting sand in my running shoes, I'll definitely be tying plastic bags around my feet.
Speaker 4.
Having just finished my first ultramarathon last year, I'd say the experience was rather bittersweet, and to be honest, I feel like it could be my last. The preparation was tough enough, but I really had no idea what I was in for. I tested myself to the limits, at points on my hands and knees and in tears. But no matter what, I kept going to the very end, and I'll always look back on it with a unique sense of accomplishment, without forgetting how tough it was. To anyone thinking of doing an ultramarathon, well, I'd say you've got to be a particular type of human being, one that can reckon with themselves in the darkest moments. While some competitors can do this, I and many others just aren't equipped for it.
Speaker 5.
I don't know where I'd be without ultramarathons, as I completely relish the challenge that each one has presented, whatever they throw in my path. Having struggled on a jungle night course after breaking a toe, very little conveys me now, neither at work or at home, and I'm hoping that will only continue. What people often don't tell you about ultramarathons is the likelihood of hallucinations, which has happened to me a few times. It's hard to counter this, but maintaining a high level of fluids is important. Then try not to get sleep deprived, and rely on the other runners if you do have an episode, because the teamwork can be incredible, and they'll always help you get through.